USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in Haiti say that hundreds are dead following a strong earthquake that struck the island on Saturday. The 7.2 magnitude quake was centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Officials say at least 304 people have died and more than 1,800 have been injured, with Prime Minister Ariel Henry saying he was working to rush aid to areas devastated by the quake, as some towns had almost completely been razed. He also declared a month-long state of emergency for the entire country. And the number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 in the U.S. has reached a new record high, with just over 1,900 as of Saturday. Health officials blame the rapid spread of the Delta variant, along with children under 12 unable to receive a vaccination, for the rise in serious cases. Children now make up about 2.5% of the total COVID patients in American hospitals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A pair of governors are talking about how they're handling rising COVID cases in their states. Wendy King reports.
The governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, is calling up the National Guard to assist with putting up temporary hospitals due to the rapid spike of COVID-19.
To support our hospitals overstretched by patients during the Delta surge.
While the governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, says he won't impose a mask mandate and won't push people to get vaccinated.
There are risks associated with taking the vaccine. There are risks associated with not taking the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And as the remnants of what was Tropical Storm Fred move into the Gulf of Mexico, another tropical storm has formed in the eastern Caribbean Sea. Grace is expected to bring heavy rainfall to the greater and lesser Antilles, with tropical storm warnings in effect for areas like Antigua and Barbuda, St. Kitts and Nevis, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The Secretary of Homeland Security is receiving pushback for leaked comments where he called the situation at the southern border unsustainable. Brad Bernards has more.
Top Republicans on Friday called on the Biden administration to act on the crisis at the southern border after leaked audio emerged of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas calling the situation there unsustainable.
It's unsustainable. These numbers cannot continue. We cannot get to a point where we were a couple weeks ago, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen. We're looking at the policy options. We can't continue like this. Our people in the field can't continue, and our system isn't built for it.
Former ICE officer Thomas Feely, who resigned over President Biden's border policies, sarcastically applauded Alejandro Mayorkas for admitting all his failures and ripped into the DHS secretary for trying to make the border situation sound like a good thing.
If you're a true leader, you cannot look at the men and women that work for you and look them in the eye and lie to them. That is just not something I can do. I'm not wired that way. I'm a Marine.
And officials in Haiti say that hundreds are dead following a strong earthquake that struck the island on Saturday. The 7.2 magnitude quake was centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Officials say at least 304 people have died, with at least 1,800 injured. Prime Minister Ariel Henry said he was working to rush aid to areas devastated by the quake, as some towns had almost completely been razed. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.